We have Babji Yamanchili, we have Davey Yamanchili, and we have Mary Nell Hunt. They all represent Keep Amarillo Clean. I can't agree more. We absolutely should. And they stopped by about a month ago, just talking about this initiative that they started out. It was Babji and Davey, and they were just like, you know, we just need to clean it up. It's just dirty around here. It's unnecessary. So let's encourage people to take part in taking ownership over the cleanliness of Amarillo, Texas. So welcome, Babji, Davey, and Mary Nell. We're so glad you're here in the studio today to talk about your event this weekend. How y'all doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Jay. It's Monday, Davey, so I'm hanging in there.
All right.
Well, tell us a little bit about the event this Saturday. I see that it's Saturday, September 21st, 9 a.m. to noon central, but it's not got a centralized location. It's just everywhere. Just clean up.
Yes, it's a national cleanup day, and everybody has to participate because we have so much plastics flying around. Everywhere, the whole entire country, as a matter of fact. So everybody has to involve and clean up the places, your own backyards. Otherwise, you know, we're going to live in a dump, basically, pretty soon. I mean, there's so much plastics, so much, you know, every day is coming out, you know. Every product, you know, is packaged in plastics and just unbelievable amount of plastics.
It can cause health problems and that can go into generations. And so we'll be saving the lives, not only the saving the lives of the people, but also animals and plants. So it's very important, and it's about time to clean up.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I am someone who, when I first graduated college, did this thing called Eco Team. And it was just like, basically like, okay, we're going to give you the basics on what really is the problem and little ways you can help. And it just changed everything. Little things that you can do. Mary Nell, you are one of the board members here at Keep Amarillo Clean. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to get involved with this program.
Well, when I first saw all the efforts that Babji and Davey Yamanchili were doing back in the spring, I thought, that's something I believe in and I can get behind. And so I come alongside them with Pray the City, another nonprofit organization, and we have gathered teams to collect, to gather throughout Amarillo at different centralized locations. There's about 40 groups that will be gathering on Saturday to clean up trash. So we've got churches involved, civic organizations, schools, businesses, and Babji has gone to the superintendent of Amarillo School District and got them involved. And so we've got some schools involved, but by the spring cleanup, we will have all 55 schools involved. It's going to be from the generation that's younger than us that will make a difference. So we want to make an impact, and it's gaining momentum. This has been a great program. I believe in what the Yamanchilis are doing, so that's why I came alongside them for Keep Amarillo Clean.
Wonderful. So, Babji and Davey, what made you want to do this? Like, what was the catalyst for you deciding you were just going to go ahead and start this organization?
We went to Japan. We have traveled for a while, and we saw a very clean country. And I was trying to, I ate a banana and trying to put the peel, and there is no trash cans anywhere. I asked them, what do I do with it? They said, you put it in your trash bag in your pocket and take it home and dispose it off.
Yeah. So, don't you love that?
Yeah.
I knew a guy in Chicago that started this thing called, it was called Vermicouture, and it was basically one of those little belly bags, those fanny packs with dirt and worms, and you put your apple core in there and the worms eat it and turn it into compost. I mean, this is the direction the world is going to go.
Yeah, we have so many people tossing around from the cars, and you can see the parking lots, and the wind picks it up. You know, that's the problem, you know. Businesses, they clean all the time, but they cannot clean 24 hours a day, you know. But at night time, people drop it, and then it's gone by the morning.
And so, Keep Amarillo Clean wants to create a mindset where Amarilloans are disposing of their trash properly, not using disposable bags, not using water bottles. We want to create a culture of honor and cleanliness for our city, and the Yamanchilis have a big vision for this. So we all need to gather together and change our mindset. Think about the future. Think about future generations. They've got a great team gathering all over the city to do this on September 21st from 9 to noon. And if you do not know where a team is gathering trash, you can just contact the Yalaman Chilies on their Facebook page, Keep Amarillo Clean, or at keepamarilloclean@gmail.com.
You can do it in your own town, you know, because we need to clean up the whole country, as a matter of fact, you know. Mm. It's a national cleanup day, so everybody has to be involved.
Well said.
Yeah. And I love that you got the schools involved. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how many schools did you get involved?
Right now, 17 schools, middle schools and high schools. By springtime, all the elementary schools also involved. So all 55 schools are involved.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
It's just so important.
Our superintendent said he's on it and he loves the
program.
He's
on it.
Yes.
Well, I don't think I don't think you need to tell kids twice. I mean, I feel like the kids right now, I don't know if you feel this way too, they're definitely picking up some slack, that they're seeing a lack of, a little bit of apathy in older generations. I mean, I know when I was growing up, everyone would chuck it out the window. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, was just what you did. Oh, you ate your McDonald's and you chuck it out the window.
It's a worldwide problem, and it's the same everywhere, you know, it's a common problem.
And like Bob G said, it's a national cleanup day. So we live in Amarillo. However, we want all people in all cities to think ahead. And if you're going for a walk with your dogs, bring a trash bag and some gloves, pick up the trash along the way. If you see trash along the side of the road, have those supplies in your trunk. And all the cities in our nation are very on board with this. So if you need supplies, you just go to your city officials and they actually will provide you with trash bags and gloves and safety vests. So it's a win-win situation, and it's not a hard project. It's an easy project with a big win.
Mm. And take your kids and grandkids, you know, and just let them clean it up. They'll enjoy it also. So we had to teach them, you know, values, you know.
Just give them gloves.
Exactly, right.
Right. And one day, my granddaughter, she's 4 years old. And
she's four years old.
And it was windy, and the bag was flying in the sky. And she looks at it and says, "Keep Amarillo clean."
We used to have a game in Chicago where we would just kind of say bag or bird, because the liquor bags were always black and you see something moving, bag or bird. Oh, it's always a bag. It's always a bag. Well, I love this. Little things that people can do. What are some things that people can do, very simple things, that just every little bit helps?
I have a little story about that.
Okay, what is it?
There was a little boy walking in the beach, and he picks up a starfish and throws into the water. And he keeps on doing it. And then there is an old man came and said, "What are you doing? Why are you doing that? You know, you don't make any difference here. Nobody sees. And what are you trying to do?" And the kid picks up one more starfish and throws it into the water and says, "I make a difference." And then he keeps walking away, throwing the starfish, each one.
Wow.
Great story, Davey. We can all make a difference. If we join together and everybody does their one thing, it will create a huge momentum of effort. And really, whether you choose to drink with a straw, be sure you dispose of the straws properly. We really find a lot of straws when we go clean up on
these
days.
Get a reusable straw, man.
Reusable
straws. We don't need those straws.
Yeah, no straws.
They have them.
Yeah, they do. And if you do choose to smoke cigarettes, just make sure that you dispose of your cigarette butts in a safe manner, especially in the windy High Plains area. Lots of forest fires, lots of wildfires. So really, it's a mindset. And that's where everybody needs to be thinking towards, is a mindset of cleanliness and neighborliness and a culture of honor.
Absolutely. And, you know, little things that we're seeing more and more people, a lot of teenagers now, they have their hydro flask. It's just it's a water bottle. You always have it with you. You don't ever have to take a plastic bottle. If you have options to use a non-disposable, absolutely take that. Mm-hmm. Get silverware. Keep it at your office at work. The bags, just keep a little bag in your purse. Keep some in your car. Try to always remember. Everyone forgets. We all forget. Mm-hmm. But just making little steps to try to impact it. Think about how many bags they give you when you do one of your big grocery shopping trips. Yeah. Think about those just not being used. I mean, it does make a difference.
Right.
Bring reusable bags when you go to the grocery store.
All of this happened just last 50 years, I think. Because when we came to this country in New York, we used to go to the grocery shop when we get brown bag. Mm-hmm. There is no plastic then. Mm-hmm. Now look at the plastics everywhere.
You can ask for brown bags at some places, but a lot of grocery stores are going to the point where you have to pay for the bags.
Yeah, when we are traveling to Dallas, I can see the bags flying. I don't know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. So they're all over, you know. So you can see the, you know, clinging to the trees and the fences mm-hmm. everywhere. So we all have to do something about it, you know. We all have to, you know, come forward and then clean up the plastic stuff and use less in every day.
And we went to San Jose and see that there is so much trash. I couldn't believe it because we traveled before it was clean, but now it's all trash everywhere.
It's all those tech billionaires that are sleeping in their cars because rent is $7,000 for a studio. Just saying.
Well, we have to care, and we have to come together as a community, whether you live in Amarillo or somewhere else. We have to care, and we have to think about the future. So we look to see changes in the future where grocery stores offer, hey, purchase this reusable bag, and hydro flask water filling stations all over the city, and just creating that mindset of I'm not going to litter, and it's really a bad thing to do. You see in other organizations, you know, if you're a bicyclist, wear a helmet. It's really not popular if you do not wear a helmet. Well, we want to create an atmosphere in Amarillo and everywhere else where it is not cool to throw down trash. Don't do it.
And you can start your own organization in your town. You know, it's very easy to do it. Just get a few guys together and the city will love you and the city will be behind you, government will be behind you. So it's very easy to do. And, you know, if you have some questions, you can email it to me or something. I'll get back to you. I'll provide easy instruction to do it.
Perfect. Well, and I'll do a write-up so everybody has a direct link to that. You know, and it's also expensive for cities to have this litter. Public works, like it clogs up the sewers and drains. It fills up the landfills. So it's just a good idea. And I love that you're doing this this weekend, folks, in Amarillo. It's 9 a.m. to noon central, citywide event everywhere. Just walk up and down your street and you're there. But if you wanted to go to one of the centralized ones, you can always get in touch with Bob G. Davey or Mary Nell. Keep Amarillo Clean at gmail.com and also on their Facebook page. And like I said, I will link this. Thank you. Thank you all three for coming in today. What you're doing is wonderful. We all hate trash, and we're going to play a song for you. Here's Nothing But Flowers on High Plains Morning. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.